I would go to school through what we called the watercress beds, between the two rivers. There was a scout hut on Aylmer Road on the watercress beds, and I would go behind the scout hut between the two rivers, which were quite wide apart at that point. I've been thinking about it actually since I said that I would sort of have this conversation. One of the things that I'm finding a bit difficult is scale, if you like, the distance between things. Because when you're nine or so, you're not really taking a great deal of notice of things like that. It's just over there, you know, it's over there. It's not 150 yards apart or whatever. But they were quite a long way apart, the two rivers. So if we said 100 yards, 150 yards, perhaps at the Aylmer Road sort of end of the piece of ground, that's the sort of distance possibly that we're talking about. I'd go on to it there. And by the time I got on a level with, there's a church on Marlowe's still there. On a level with that, if you draw a line from there across to what's now Leighton Buzzard Road, I think, that's where the two rivers came quite close together. And in fact, probably 27, 30 feet apart at that point. And then they ran parallel with one another until we get to what's called now Coombe Street, where they built a new bridge. And the rivers came together, I think, pretty much at that point, just beyond the bridge. I'd get off there and go to school at Surrey Mill End, which was just round the corner from that point.